The lobby was very crowded this morning, with at least 25,000 people waiting with their fingers crossed for a spot in MIQ. 3,000 rooms were released this morning under the new system, which randomly allocates each person a position in the queue. For the more than 22,000 who didn't get a spot, they can have another shot in a couple of weeks' time. Well, joining me now is Deputy Chief Executive of MIQ, Megan Main. Kia ora, Megan. How do you reckon it went?
Kia ora, Lisa. Look, the release today went smoothly, technically. We had 5,300 people from 117 countries who were able to get vouchers in those 3,200 rooms that we released. And, you know, I know, so it was good for those people, but I know there are thousands of people who missed out in today's release. And I really want to reassure people that we've still got several thousand vouchers to release through to the end of the year. And we're planning another large release of a few thousand vouchers early next week. And also, it's also worth noting that people have got 48 hours from this morning's release to lock in their flights and finalise their vouchers. So on Wednesday afternoon, we'll have a look to see how many vouchers haven't been confirmed and can be re-released, and we might be able to do a smaller, more targeted release towards the end of the week. The main thing is that, you know, technically the lobby did what we hoped it would, and so that means we can keep using it in the future.
Right, there's a lot in that, Megan, so I just want to go through a few things with you. So we've spoken to a modeller who thinks that there were potentially, well, people in the six figures who were waiting. It's just that they went in and out of the lobby. Do you have any idea of what the total pool of people was wanting to get a voucher here?
Yeah, so there are 25,000 who were in the lobby just before 9 a.m. And what we saw is at its peak after 9 a.m. it got to 31,800. So anyone who joined after 9 a.m. went to the back of the queue.
Right. So is this the first time that you can actually quantify the excess demand, if you like?
It certainly gives us a good feel for the excess demand. What we don't know is how many people were in the queue who were trying to understand the queue or looking to see how it worked. But previously, we have been able to see how many people are on the website in any given day. But this gives us, a point in time bit of data that we didn't have previously.
When you say you've got several thousand vouchers to release before the end of the year, how many is that?
Oh, look, it varies depending on what else happens. What we've seen is we had to pause vouchers for a few weeks
ballpark.
While we dealt with the outbreak up in Auckland. But in excess of 6,000 vouchers based on our current planning, assuming that, you know, that we don't have to make any major changes to our plans, and it could be
Sorry,
more.
Megan, you just dropped out a little bit there.
In reserve.
Sorry, Megan, I just couldn't catch you then. How many did you say? What was the number?
Yeah, around 6,000 or 7,000 at least.
Okay.
Up until the end of December.
So when you say you're going to release 3,000 a fortnight, will you split those across October, November, December equally, like with 1,000 spots in each of those months, or how are you going to do it?
So we're planning on doing another quite large release early next week of around about 3,000 vouchers, similar to today. And then we'll do regular releases of both new vouchers and re-release vouchers. At the moment, most of the vouchers for October are gone. There is a small amount left and some re-release. So the next release will be more focused on November and some more of December. And we're working with the airlines so that soon we'll be able to go into the 2022 months as well.
So when you say only a few left for October, can you give us a bit of a figure?
Lisa, I don't have that to hand. And as
But are you
say,
talking like hundreds of spots?
Look, as we've seen, people's plans change. Vouchers get re-released into the system as those plans change. So we've seen, you know, that at any one time there'll be, you know, up to 100 vouchers being re-released every few days. So we expect that to continue because travel is still really disrupted around the world. It's not easy getting to New Zealand at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I suppose this, what it does definitively show us is that demand really outstrips supply. Now, before Delta, the COVID minister suggested there could be a slight increase in capacity. Is that going to happen? How much more can you squeeze out of the system?
Well, you're right. You know, the lobby system is to help the user experience. But when we do have more people looking to get vouchers than we have available, then unfortunately people are going to miss out. So we want as many people as possible to get back to New Zealand. But there isn't an unlimited number of MIQ rooms, and it's not just the hotels. You'll be aware that we are looking at feasibility of standing up two or three more facilities in the near term. But it's not just finding hotels that are suitable with suitable ventilation. It's the workforce, the health workforce, the security workforce, the defence workforce. And also importantly, it's access to health system capacity if things are needed there, and also access to major transport hubs. So there's a lot of factors to take into account.
People will be listening with interest. What is the time frame to stand those extra two or three facilities up?
Yeah, well, we're still working through the feasibility of actually finding facilities that meet the technical boxes. And, of course, there's also, community support and just working through all those factors. But, we're working as fast as we can to come down to whether we've got options.
Is Ohakia Air Base a contender?
There has been a range of suggestions put forward, and ultimately, that's a decision for government based on the public health, the scientific, the technical advice.
But is it part of your feasibility study, Megan? Is that one of the options that you're looking at?
It's not on my short list right now, Lisa.
Okay. Hey, do you want to tell us what are the facilities on your short list, Megan?
No, not right now, Lisa. We're still working through. There's a lot of factors to consider around whether something's going to be suitable.
Appreciate that. Just before you go, can you tell us how many emergency allocations you've made in the last month and how many on average you're making a month, emergency allocations?
Since we went live with the emergency allocation process in, I think, November last year, there's been about 3,000 emergency allocations approved. We've got, up to 700 places set aside every month and a bit for emergency allocations.
But how many are you giving out is what I want to know. How many are you approving on average in any given month? How many spots do you give out, and particularly since we've had Delta?
It varies from month to month, Lisa. When we had excess capacity, we weren't approving any emergency allocations because everyone who needed a voucher could get one through MEAS. I'm one of the decision makers who approved these vouchers, and there are days where we might consider 75 or 100 and other days where there might only be a handful.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's Megan Main, who's the Deputy Chief Executive of MIQ.